Thank you very much, Stacy. Turn your copy of God's Word to Proverbs chapter 31, the last chapter in Proverbs, Proverbs 31. We'll do verses 10 through 31. Proverbs 31, when you found it, please look this way. Proverbs 31. Psalms, Proverbs. If you find Psalms, you're getting close. Proverbs 31. Title of this message is, Where is She? Where is She? No, we're not going to be talking about a female version of finding Where's Waldo. You'll see what I mean in just a moment. Proverbs 31. Let's pray. Our gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank You for our mothers. We thank You that in most cases You've gifted them with wisdom, a kind heart, and love. Help us as we discuss Christian womanhood to be open-minded, to take it, to understand it, and help our dear ladies to follow it. For it's in Your Son's name we pray. Amen. If you found your place in Proverbs 31, ladies, let out a sigh. This is not going to be one of those sermons. I'm not going to beat you up with this. I was telling a friend what I was going to preach on. I said I was going to preach on Proverbs 31, the virtuous woman. She said, oh, I hate that. I said, why? Oh, I just hate that scripture because I can't live up to it. Well, guess what, ladies? Nobody can. Nobody can. I'm not going to beat you up with this scripture, but we all have to have guidelines and something to aim at, do we not? We all have to have something to aim at, or as I've said many times, if we aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. Proverbs 31, where is she? Where is the virtuous woman? I'd say, in large part, she is around today and she is a member of this church because we have a lot of virtuous women here. But let's discuss from God's Word where she is today. I want to give you a few quotes from various women in history. Love is a fruit in season at all times and within reach of every hand, Mother Teresa. Act, and God will act, Joan of Arc. Evil is always possible. Goodness is a difficulty, Anne Rice. And one of my favorite ones. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Fanny Crosby. Again, ladies, this is not a blame you sermon. This is not a you can't measure up sermon. Ladies, dear ladies, this is a sermon of encouragement and thanks. If it were not for godly women willing to do what it takes, where would we be? Ladies, I encourage your love, faithfulness, and gentleness in a world that so desperately needs it. Let's look at four things, four attributes that can help us find where the virtuous women are. Four attributes. If you found your place, we'll read verses 10 through 12 first. The writer of Proverbs writes, who can find a virtuous wife or a virtuous woman? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. So she does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Attribute number one, her loyalty. Her loyalty. There's a lot of disloyalty in the world today, isn't there? Look around at any institution you care to name, the church, government, family, homes, and there's disloyalty. But the writer of Proverbs, in this particular section, says that a virtuous and a loyal woman is very rare and very precious. It's an attribute to be admired, to be emulated, to be lived out daily, as are all the attributes that we're going to discuss today. In fact, verse 10 says that it's rare. What does it say? Who can find a virtuous wife or a virtuous woman, for her worth is far above rubies? Do you know there's only a small belt in the world of places that you can find rubies? There are places in, I believe it's India. There are places in Africa. There are places in a very small area of South America. And I have been told that North Carolina at one time produced rubies. There's not a lot of places that do it. Ruby's rare. It's a thing of beauty. And you know it when you find it because it's so beautiful and so awe-inspiring. The loyalty of a virtuous woman is rare. It's to be cultivated. It's to be not abused, but to be encouraged. Verse 11 tells us that it's safe. It's safe. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. It's money in the bank. She's loyal. I know what's going to happen when I walk out of the door, and I know what's going to happen when I walk back in, and I know what's going to happen throughout the day. It's nice to be able to trust people, isn't it? There's only a few things in this world you can trust. Number one, for all time, is Jesus Christ. You can trust in Him. And ladies, if you're the Christian woman you should be, and you are emulating Christ, and you are following in His footsteps, it's money in the bank to trust you. There's no doubt. Isn't it nice to know that your heart is safe with someone, that your heart is safe to trust in someone, that they're going to do what they say, that they're loyal, they're faithful, they're going to keep on. That in this case, the husband has gain because of it, because he doesn't lose a thing. That's a wonderful feeling. Verse 12 shows us that not only is her loyalty rare, not only is it safe, but it's public and it's permanent. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. You know, both parties in marriages can undermine each other. And they can do it in secret little ways, and it's sad when it happens. And it's rough. But it's even more rough when it becomes public knowledge, isn't it? That's a tough thing. And I'm not saying because a marriage has gone bad that either party is to blame or at fault or you're just evil. No, I'm not saying that. But if we were more Christ-like, if we followed our Lord Jesus Christ, the public and permanent affection we showed one another would be just awe-inspiring. The loyalty we showed. Is it tough? Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to be loyal to someone who might be being really mean, you know, maybe not necessarily physically mean, but abusive in other ways. But you're supposed to try. The loyalty Christ showed us in that He fulfilled His mission is awe-inspiring. Remember, He was beaten. He was dragged in front of the Senate of the Jews, condemned for crimes He did not commit, spat upon, carried a cruel Roman cross, and had nails drawn into His hands and feet. But He was loyal. He was very public about His love, about His loyalty. And His salvation is permanent. It doesn't have an expiration date. It doesn't wear out. Verse 12, she does him good and not evil all the days of her life. People seek to do evil today. Maybe it's time, ladies, that you're examples to the rest of the world that it doesn't have to be that way. Again, as I pray for you, and I do pray for you each week, I pray that you would be a light to those that are without light. That you would show love and concern and care to those that have none of that. This world is broken, ladies. And as followers of Jesus Christ, you have the light and the love to share and to give. I pray that you do that. Men, back them up. Back them up. It's important. The second thing after her loyalty I want you to notice is her industry. Her industry. Now, that doesn't mean she's got a factory somewhere, per se, but I want you to see what we're talking about. Verses 13 through 22. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She brings forth her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. She reaches out with her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household. For all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. $700,000+, is that what Greg said? Wow. Her industry. This sounds like a busy woman, doesn't it? This sounds like a career woman. This sounds like a woman who is on the go. And ladies, the work you do, whether it is in the home or whether it's in the field of endeavor or both, is so vital. You're to be commended for it. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all you do. God, in His wisdom, through the Holy Spirit, calls attention to the industry of this woman, to the resourcefulness, to the strength of character, to the power she possesses to do good and does it. Do you think God is against people doing the best they can do, being a light? No. Whatever your field, wherever you're working, not working, whatever you're doing, do it heartily as unto the Lord. That goes for men and women. But I praise you and I commend you for what you do. Thank you. A few things about what she does. First of all, in verses 13 and 14, we see that it's widely known. Everything's coming from afar in these verses. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She's like merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She's not unwilling to get her hands dirty. It doesn't matter to her. She'll go and she'll do. And people know it. People know it. Why, there's Miss So-and-so. Wow, she's just a dynamite lady. Again, ladies, this isn't a condemnation. This is an encouragement. This is a picture of a godly woman. Thank you for all you do. Her industry is widely known. In verses 15 through 18, it's easily shown. Look at what he describes about her. She arises while it's yet night and provides food for her household. She also is probably getting up in the middle of the night to make sure her kids are okay and that everything's secure. Ladies, do you go around like Kim does and lock all the doors? Raise your hand. Yeah, a lot of you do. Yeah, make sure the door's locked. Make sure everything's safe. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits that she gets from this field, she plants a vineyard. She's always thinking ahead, making sure that everything is in order and that she has things she can go to and do. She's resourceful. Women, you amaze me with some of the things you come up with and do. The resources you show, the imagination, the intuitiveness. It's an amazing trait. It's easily shown. It's industrious. Her industry is widely known. It's easily shown. In verses 19 through 22, it's generously done. Who is she thinking about? She's thinking about others. She's not spinning stuff in verse 19 for just herself. She's thinking of her family. She's thinking of her neighbors, her friends, those around her. She's thinking of charity. As a man, sometimes we're practical. That's just the way God designed us. We don't see the need sometimes that you ladies do. You know, most charities in the world, especially the godly ones, are administered and run by women because you all have this desire in your heart for things to be good and to be wholesome and to be comfortable for others. That's a godly trait, ladies. Thank you for that. It's not that guys are cold and callous. It's just sometimes we're just a little too practical for our own good. It's why we need the ladies to help us, to guide us, to show us, you know, maybe there's another way. What this woman does, this woman that's being described here, is done generously. We see her loyalty, her industry. In verses 23 through 26, we see her modesty. Her modesty. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. Verse 23 teaches us that she uplifts others. Her husband, in this day and age, can go and sit in the city gate, and he doesn't have to worry that someone's undermining him. He knows at home or in the marketplace or wherever she is at that moment, he's got a good woman. He's got a credit not only to himself, but we'll see later to his family, because she is so loyal, she is so steadfast, she is so industrious. She uplifts others. Ladies, uplift someone this week. Whether it's in prayer, whether it's a call, whether it's a card, continue to do what I know you do. Continue to uplift people. Make not just your family proud, but make your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ even more proud. He's the one that's important. Verse 24, not only does she uplift others, she gives of herself. She does so much, it says that she makes sashes. Well, what in the world is that about? Linen garments in that time were expensive. Linen still is kind of expensive too. A nice linen shirt, it's going to run you a little bit of money. Supplying merchants with sashes or belts speaks of her productivity. She wasn't content to just do enough. She wasn't content to just let it go. Have you ever seen a woman with company coming over? Have you ever been around that woman with company coming over? Have you ever been told you're going to help clean because company's coming over? It's never good enough, is it, gentlemen? It's never. You all have microscopes for eyes. I don't know how you do it. That corner's not clean. What? I just walked. It's not clean. Clean it. Okay. She's giving of herself because she's never content. She keeps working. She wants things perfect. Ladies, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Verses 25 through 26. She shares her knowledge. In keeping with the theme of Proverbs, this woman is praised for her wisdom and her faithful instruction. The instruction probably refers to her teaching of her children and her maidservants. They had maidservants then. Skip forward a few hundred years to Titus, verses 2, 3 through 5, and Paul instructs both the men and the women. He talks to the men first, and he says, be sober. Likewise, he says to the older women, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands. Don't get tripped over that. That the word of God may not be blasphemed. Obedient, don't get tripped over it. Look at the other stuff too. Chaste, of good report. Look what it says here. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in times to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. This world is in short supply of kindness today. It's a very cutthroat world. It's a very dog-eat-dog world. It's a very me-mine world. The law of kindness, let that rule. Ladies, if you've been there and you've done that and you've seen it, help those around you. Teach them the law of kindness. Teach them good things. As Titus says, don't talk about it. Don't be a slanderer. Be discreet, be chaste, and you all are. I'm not telling you to do anything that you're not already doing. I see it. I'm just encouraging you to keep on. The days are growing short. Time is growing short. And this world needs more godly women. I'm not slamming you. I'm encouraging you. Finally, in verses 27 through 31, we see her piety. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat of the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Her piety, her love for God, her love for the things of God. Number one, they're passed down. They're passed down. I don't know about you guys, but I was told by my parents that when I was just a couple weeks old, just fresh out of the hospital, I was in church. Look where I ended up. It's important, ladies. Pass down the love of God to those around you, to your family, to your friends, to those that you are instructing in the ways of the Lord. Show them that it's important to you, that you take it seriously. The greatest gift you can give someone is an awareness and a love for God. Now, that's not a natural thing. But if you keep on, and if you keep the right spirit in you, and if you keep witnessing, and if you keep trying, and you live a wholesome life, the love of God will show through. Lives are changed that way. Her piety is passed down. In verse 30, we see that it's genuine godliness. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Remember what it says in 1 Samuel that man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart? Beauty fades. Those fine clothes you have today are going to be tomorrow's rags. That great house that you live in now eventually will be owned by someone else. But the fear of the Lord, following His ways, His words, His statutes, never fades. It's forever. Verse 31, we see, and I'll close, that her piety, that is her love of God, is rewarded. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Basically, the guy that was writing these Proverbs, I believe it's Lemuel, says that what she does is going to be seen. What she does is going to be seen by everyone. As Lisa comes to play our hymn of invitation, this is what I want her to do for me. In fact, don't even come play the hymn of invitation, Lisa. I've got something else in mind. What I'd like to do today is I'd like to have a very public, very open prayer right here at the front of the church. If the ladies would come forward, I'd like to pray a prayer over you and we'll be dismissed. I want to pray that God keeps you and sustains you. Come on. I don't bite. That God keeps you, that He sustains you, and that He holds you. Ladies, you're important. You're important to your family. You're important to the work of this church.
want to do. Whatever you want to do. Men, you pray too. Let's pray. Our gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, please bless these women assembled. Please help them to be a light to the world. Give them strength. Give them guidance. Give them courage. Show them your love. As we think back on our mothers, we praise you for them. Give these women the mothering spirit, the kindness, the love, the joy, so that they can be witnesses for you. For it's in your Son's name we do pray. Amen. Thank you, ladies. You are dismissed.